We are now in Simin Shin Chav Zayin, and we're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel Dalid, as well as the first two Si'ifim of Shin Chav Ches. Siv Gimel. Ein Megardim Bekli Ha'osu Lakach. You can't scrape yourself with a scraper because of Uvdu Dechol, unless you have a special one for Shabbos. Ela Imkeno Yodav Aragbo Metunafos Petit Vitsoa, unless you were filthy, in which case it's clear that you're not doing it as Uvdu Dechol, you're just trying to clean yourself. By hand, there is no issur of scratching yourself, just don't make yourself bleed. Siv Dalid, lo yosuch raglo b'shemen, vu betoch hamin lo asandal. Apparently, oil is good for leather. It helps smooth out the leather, and it is included in the malach of ma'abed of tanning, which is leather manufacturing. So what does someone want to do? He wants to put oil on his foot while he's wearing his shoe, and this way it'll spill over to the shoe. So lo yosuch raglo b'shemen, vu betoch hamin lo asandal ha'chadoshim. You cannot put oil on your feet when they're inside the actual minhal sandal. The Rama adds chadashim because in old ones the oil accomplishes nothing. Mifnei shaho or misrachek, you are softening the leather. V'domi li'ibun, and it's like ma'abed. Avosach raglo, but you're allowed to go and put oil on your foot. U'manicho b'minhal, and then you put that in your shoe. You put your foot into your shoe. Or v'soch kol gufo, or you can go ahead and put oil on your body, umis agel al gav ha'or, and then you go and you roll it around the leather. V'hu shelo yeh b'shemen anishav b'gufoy shir kedei la'abdo. There shouldn't be enough oil that the amount that people would use if they wanted to soften the leather. Afil yesh bo kedei l'tzachzach o muter. Even though there's enough there to go and make it smooth. V'hu shelo yechaven afil l'tzachzach o, b'tnai that you're not mechaven even l'tzachzach. Mishdabura says that if you're putting oil on it for it to shine, that would also be usur. It would go under the malach of tzoveya if you're making it blacker by it. To use shoe polish, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are many different isurim. That's certainly usur. And if you had a non-Jew polish your shoes on Shabbos, you have to wait after Shabbos ad bechdei sheya usur to wear the shoes. The Mishnah Berurah also brings the malach of mafshit, which is literally skinning the animal. And he says, where does it apply for us? If you split the two parts of the hide, we know that the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs are written in different things. So if you want to separate the cloth from the desustis, which is the two halves of the gvil, the thick skin, you want to separate one part from the other, the inside from the outside, the halacha is that on Shabbos is also because of the malacha of mafshit. Shin chaches sif aleph, now we get into the halachas of refuah on Shabbos, and we begin with the very first rules. Someone who is healthy, but something's bothering him. He's not a chola, so Chazal made no exemptions for him. Not only did Chazal not allow him to break any yisurim, Chazal said that refuah, the fact that you're doing something for refuah, makes it osur, because most medications are made by grinding things down. There's a gzera that you're going to go and grind. Siv Beis, mi shiyesh lo choli shel sakana, at the other extreme. So the first extreme was mechush, which means the person is not even bedridden. The other extreme is that he's really ill. His life is in danger. Mitzvah lachal olavas haShabbos. There's a mitzvah mechal Shabbos for him. V'hazoriz harezim eshubach. The quicker you are, the better. V'hasholol harez eshofach domim. If you ask somebody, am I allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, that's a terrible thing. Don't ask questions, just go save a life. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Yerushalmi that a nishal hareze maguna. If someone asks you the shaila, that means if you're the rav of the place and you didn't teach these people to mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh to the point that they had to ask you the shaila, then for you itself it says that it's maguna. So sofik pikuach nefesh, sfeik of pikuach nefesh, any threat to life, one breaks Shabbos without asking any questions. Even if it turns out that it was necessary, since you thought it was necessary, you are mechal Shabbos for the purpose of saving someone's life. That's not a chilul Shabbos. Someone who's ill, meaning bedridden, that'll be a third category, and we'll see what his halachas are. But someone who is not bedridden and his life is not in danger, it's just that there's something bothering him. That's what's called mechush, and there chazal aser, even what you would do during the week, if it looks like the thing that you do for refuah.